Thanks for remembering the time you spend listening to The Ticket, either podcast or broadcast. Check out The Ticket Top 10 in all its glory, weeknights from 7 till 9 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Courtney, you've never done one of my Halloween cards, have you?
Mm-mm, no.
Okay, so this will be a new experience. Well, I'll give you the card, and you just read it there. There you go ahead.
Dear Halloween friend, I am trying to come up with some new Halloween traditions and need your help. Has anyone ever thought of stapling your head repeatedly to a wall? Gordon, P.S., leave a message if I'm not home.
That's right. Okay. All right, what's your name, ma'am?
Lauren.
Lauren, and you're new here at The Ticket, right?
I am.
And what do you do for us?
Promotions coordinator.
And how old are you, Lauren?
24. Okay. Dear accommodating Halloween acquaintance, tonight when the sun goes down, do me a favor. Tie yourself up. It will save me time and foreplay, Gordon.
Okay, we got Squeaky here with us. He's our one,
Squeaky.
Norm counts as a guy, kind of, too.
Glad he didn't give that last one to John.
Right.
All right, John, read your patented Halloween card.
Hey, guaranteed Halloween lover, let's sneak into a graveyard tonight. Your shallow grave will blend in better there. Gordon.
Guaranteed.
All right, we have Jamie with us here. Hi, Jamie. Jamie's our promotions director.
Hey, Pumpkinhead. You know how I know we will be together tonight? Because I know how to jimmy a lock. Take precautions and you die, Gordon. P.S. Just kidding. BPS. I'm not kidding. Look sharp.
Okay. All right, come over here, Meredith. My headphones won't quite reach so far. All right, this is Meredith, who used to be in our promotions department and has now moved down to sales, the dreaded sales. Yep. How old are you, Meredith?
I'm 27.
Married?
No, never.
Never. How the Eagles
sounds
doing?
Like she has some issues.
What's that, George?
How the Eagles doing?
Hate you.
Why does George mess with all the women up here? He has a problem.
Just ask her a question. I haven't looked at the standings in a while.
Okay, here you go, Meredith.
Dear end of October surprise ghoul. That's a typo there, Gordon. Oh, I am making out my materials list for your family's Halloween party tonight. So far, I have a box full of condoms and heart full of revenge. Am I missing anything? Gordon. P.S. Oh, yes. The bone saw.
Okay.
Oh, my
there you go.
God.
All right. Here you go. What's your name, ma'am?
I'm Erin.
Oh, Erin. Hey. We've seen her up here before, haven't we?
Oh, yes.
Now, George lusts after you. George has the biggest tent in his pants for you.
That's wonderful.
Oh, yeah. She sounds really into it there, George.
Yeah, a double oh, yeah.
All right. There you go, Erin. Awesome. Enjoy.
Dear Autumn Interrogative Answerer. Is that answerer?
That's fine.
Okay. Question. What is the best thing to come out of a bucket of cheap wine? Answer. The courage to saw out your spine. Gordon.
Thank you. Go.
And that's a Halloween
happy
card.
Halloween. Yeah, this is a happy Halloween card, yeah. These are just fun. Here. All right. Now we have Norm Hitchkiss with us. Hey, Norm.
Hello, Norm.
Gordon, how are you?
I'm 62. I'm 6'2 and about 243.
Not interested in any of that. All right, Norm. Read your special Gordon Keith patented Halloween card.
Hey there, witchy, witchy, witch, witch. Do me a favor. Swallow this diamond. It will come over in about 12. Oh, I will come over in about 12 hours to get it back. Gordon.
Now, what exactly does that mean?
I don't understand that.
I just want him to swallow a diamond for me.
Yeah, but the human passageways.
Yeah. Mm. 12 hours.
And what's your name, ma'am?
Courtney.
Oh, it's Courtney Tate.
Hey,
oh,
yeah.
Lynn, tell us you're
she
still
came back
here.
Up in the rotation.
Wow.
Okay.
All right, Courtney. Oh, this is a perfect one for you.
Great. Dear Goblin Ghoul, Halloween comes but once a year. Me? More often. Bring a towel. Gordon Keith.
Oh,
jeez. All right, what's your name, ma'am?
Lauren.
Hey, didn't we meet her just a little bit ago?
She did a Halloween card.
I think so. I think I remember her from this Halloween.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here you go, Lauren. Here's you another little card.
To my special Halloween kitten. Halloween always triggers my imagination, just like my body will trigger your gag reflex, Gordon.
Oh. All right.
Sorry, Lauren.
Here you go. This is a good one. We'll do this one. Here you go. Here's Jamie.
Hello, spooky apparition. What do you think is scarier, a witch or my sweating PCP-fueled body working on top of you? Don't talk. I'm almost finished. Gordon.
a happy Halloween card.
Yeah, it's a happy Halloween card. All right, Aaron, this is a good one for you here.
Aaron's the only one that dressed up this morning, by the way.
Yeah, you're wearing, well, she's just wearing like a headpiece.
Well, look at me.
You know, you don't want to be that person that right. dresses up and nobody else is dressed up.
Right. That's you.
So, you almost were that person.
So this is my halfway.
Okay.
You know.
Gotcha.
It's a half measure.
Right,
okay.
Exactly. Dear costumed fall friend, what do you plan on doing when the clock strikes midnight? Me? I will be trying to hold the gun steady as I watch you cry and perform an unconvincing striptease. Gordon.
Sorry, I got a real giggle out of
it's
that.
It's awful.
Unconvincing.
You want to do Meredith?
They're all trying to escape you.
Okay, here you go. Here's one for you, Meredith.
Hey, Halloween, scare. I bought some eyelid retractors. Want to know why? I want you to look me in the eyes when the virus passes into you. Your generous friend, Gordon.
God!
That's one of the top.
You know, the laughter
five
this year is even
ones.
More uncomfortable than ever.
What?
Usually people just
what?
Die laughing, but this year it's just kind of like, oh my God.
You know what?
It's just too
everybody thinks they're witnessing the spiral of a human being.
Yeah.
That one was the creepiest one ever.